Institute.
Sean and Frank.
It is 8:37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Our next guest in studio here this morning is Dr. Thomas Asman, world-renowned low-vision specialist, dedicating his life to helping individuals of all ages who suffer from severe vision loss. For over 40 years, Dr. Asman has provided unique, comprehensive, advanced low-vision care to patients challenged by macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, glaucoma, Stargardt's disease, albinism, and retinitis pigmentosa. And he is an undergraduate degree from University of Maryland College Park, a doctor of optometry degree from the University of Alabama, and School of Optometry, the Medical Center in Birmingham as well. He has been a long fixture in the Baltimore community, and he joins us here this morning in studio. Good morning and welcome, Dr. Asman.
Good morning, Sean, and good morning, Frank, and thank you for having me to talk to the audience of WCBM.
It is our pleasure. So tell us, when we hear the term low vision, what does that typically mean?
Very simply, poor vision. Someone has poor vision that can't be corrected through regular glasses. Usually they're legally blind, but they don't have to be legally blind. They could just have 20/30 vision or even 20/50 vision, or vision that they're not happy with. They're not happy with their vision driving, seeing people's faces, reading a Bible, magazines, books. They can't do their job the way they wanted to do it.
Are these typically patients that have been told by other optometrists or what have you that there's nothing else they can do? They've reached the end of their vision road?
Sadly, the most common theme I hear from patients, they've been told nothing can be done. And yes, something can be done. I'm able to help 98% of my patients to give them vision back that didn't have for years, sometimes 5 years, sometimes 20 years. Many of the patients we get back into driving. We don't want to lose our independence by losing our license, so we keep patients into driving by giving them the vision criteria to meet the standards of MVA.
I think one of the big misconceptions that people may have is when they hear that you can do something that other doctors say can't be done. They think it involves surgery. And I don't want to go through that. No surgery is involved in this.
No surgery, correct. No surgery, no eye drops during examination, no cutting, no surgery. I design optical systems to enhance their vision. So optical systems simply, we all know about telescopes and microscopes. And these devices, we take a regular telescope and I compact it into a pair of glasses. And now patients can see faces, they can watch TV clearer, they can get back into driving.
Wow. That is simply amazing. So, and you've got a pair of the glasses here right now, and they're different than the, you know, you're not going to be able to do this with typical glasses other kind of generic magnifiers. But this
correct.
Is very, what you're doing is optimizing, if you will, what sight you still have, and maximizing that.
Correct, Frank. Exactly. And so we're taking the limited vision that the patient has in the back of the eye simply and taking a telescope and magnifying that area to make it bigger, clearer, and so the patient can now function better and have a better quality of life.
All
that's
through
what it's
optics.
All about.
All through optics. No surgery.
We're talking with Dr. Thomas Asman, and the website, if you need more information, lowvisionmd.org. That's lowvisionmd.org. Dr. Asman, so if people are nearsighted, farsighted, but at this point they can barely see anything. You mentioned they're legally blind. So can you, in one pair of glasses, can they drive? Can they read? Can they see distance? Can they see close up?
Not in one pair of glasses. They are task specific. So we have glasses for driving,
okay,
for TV. And then the other end of the spectrum is reading. So telescopes are for distance. And so we design a microscope. We all know what microscopes are. And we take that microscope and compact it into a pair of glasses. Now these glasses, the patients can read the Bible, the magazines, the newspaper. And then we can design another system attaching a telescope and a microscope together, and now they can have computer glasses or music glasses or glasses to their need for 16 inches or 18 inches intermediate vision. So we're dealing with distance vision, reading vision, and intermediate vision.
So your course of treatment really is you sit down with the patient and you go over quality of life and specifically
what their needs are.
I've heard so often, you know, because we have some great medical institutions here in this city.
Yes, we do.
We are blessed. And I'm not going to name the name or anything like that, but there is a great eye institute here as well. And I know for a fact that people who have been told what we had mentioned earlier, that nothing more can be done, you have seen those patients and proven that something more can be done.
Positively, 100% yes. So we have patients who've been told they can't drive anymore. I have a 29-year-old, sad to say, that he was told at the age of 14 years of age, you will never be able to drive. That is insane for a doctor to say that, unfortunately. But at 29, he found me, and he is now driving.
That's just amazing. And the MVA, as long as they can pass the vision test, they're fine with it,
yes,
right?
Yes, these glasses are approved.
It's a restriction that appears on your license,
yes,
right?
Yep. Yeah,
that's just
amazing. I had them on. You've got them on right now. Yeah. Great.
The other question I have really is, again, and maybe this to underscore exactly the service that you're providing, because I know some of your patients refer to you as the miracle eye doctor, because for many of them it is a miracle. They've been told that there is nothing more that can be done. So you see patients that come from all corners of the world.
Yes, I do. We had a recent patient from New Zealand who was told by three doctors in his hometown that nothing can be done. And he decided after 3-4 months of emailing and phone calls to make the appointment to see me. And he is now enjoying his vision. His two main complaints was driving and reading, and now he's able to drive with these glasses, and he has a pair of glasses for reading.
And we'll continue in just a second with Dr. Thomas Asman from Low Vision Specialist here in Maryland and Virginia. And before we do that, it is time for some traffic vision. And here with all the latest is Chuck Whitaker. Chuck?
Thank you, Sean. Still have delays. JFX, we've had a wreck northbound at Falls Road. Now there may be another one southbound. Same area. We've had delays coming up from Penn Station northbound. And now the southbound traffic will slow again coming through the city-county line through Northern Parkway. It looks like there might still be one vehicle left over from the earlier wreck, which was northbound right before the ramp at Northern Parkway. So there is late backing and slowing on the JFX, both north and southbound. We still have delays on the Beltway. It's all the late arriving traffic. Parkville into Towson, the inner loop through Pikesville to the JFX, and the west side is still basically 795 all the way to Frederick Road. We're clearing out, looking a little better now at both the Harbor Tunnel southbound, but the Sky Ramp is still slow. As you're coming north on 95, you take the ramp to Camden Yards inbound on 395. An option there is either Russell Street, or you can take the Key Highway ramp. Save yourself some time into downtown. Bel Air Road remains closed. The big house fire this morning up on the northeast side at Glenmore Avenue. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather first on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your WCBM Weather Channel forecast, a spring-like day today under partly cloudy skies, high of 64 degrees. Right. The current temperatures, Frank?
Right now in downtown Baltimore, 53 degrees. In Ellicott City, 51 degrees. And coming up on the news at 9 this morning, this sad story out of northeast Baltimore. 6 children unaccounted for in northeast Baltimore house fire. Woman and 3 other children currently either critically or seriously injured.
Very sad story. We are visiting with Dr. Thomas Asman, lowvisionmaryland.org. That's lowvisionmd.org. They have 8 locations throughout the Baltimore metro area. And believe it or not, actually makes house calls. I mean, that is a forgotten art altogether.
I've been doing house calls for 42 years from day one, and it's exciting. It's hard work. I'm carrying a lot of equipment with me in my car and taking in and out of my car to the patient's home. And
that's why Barry looks so buff.
So I set up the equipment in the patient's living room, kitchen, dining room, wherever they usually sit. And it's a complete examination room in their home. And it's even better because now they're able to use the vision that we find in their own home, their lighting conditions, so it's even better than coming into the office.
So typically, Dr. Asman, how long does it take the entire examination?
The examination takes usually 1 to 2 hours, usually 2 hours, and many times even longer. I just had a patient last week. It took 4 hours. That's my record breaker, 4 hours with the patient.
And that's 4 hours with you,
yes.
Not 3 hours in the waiting room.
Correct.
And an hour with
four
you.
Four hours,
okay.
Me and the patient. Patient.
Let's say there's a person with a macular degeneration or, some other eye condition, especially macular degeneration, and they're currently going to an ophthalmologist, or maybe in some cases even an optometrist. You're not urging them to, give up going to these doctors. What you're doing is completely different than anything they do. If you're going,
yes,
to a retina specialist, continue to go to the retina specialist.
Yes, I encourage them. They need to see their retina specialist if they're going to see a retina specialist for their ongoing care. They're seeing me and only need to see me when they need to see me, when the vision is poor. And when they can't see and it can't function, I'll can see them, give them a better quality of life.
With the devices.
With the devices.
No surgery.
No surgery.
And next month is Low Vision Awareness Month, I understand. So you can visit the website, lowvisionmd.org, for updates. They've got a lot of planned special events in conjunction with and that's one of the reasons why we wanted to bring you on the air this morning, because I don't think a lot of people realize what low vision is. And secondly, that there is now a device and a process, a procedure that helps to correct it.
Yes, sure.
Yeah, I just think it's amazing. So, again, 8 locations, including here in Pikesville and throughout, I will name them, Annapolis, Bethesda, Columbia, Franklin Square, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Pikesville, and Timonium. If you have been diagnosed as being, legally blind, or if you have been told that there's nothing else that can be done for your vision, then at least call for a consultation, right?
And I can help them out, and they will have a better quality of life.
That's just a
we
just
change amazing. People's lives.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah,
it's pardon the pun. It's an eye-opening experience. I think.
And it's really amazing, because this gives people now a lot of hope that they otherwise wouldn't have had in the past, when they've been told nothing more can be done. That's the worst thing a person can hear.
It's sad, but they hear it all the time. And a lot of patients, when they hear that 2-3 times, sometimes they're skeptical about coming to see me, because they don't realize they don't want to be failed again.
How long has this been available?
Low vision has been around for over 50 years.
Right, but how long?
I've been around for 42 years helping.
And you've been doing this for 42 years?
From day one? Yes. But technology has changed over the years.
Right.
So devices are smaller. They're more cosmetically pleasing. They're more fashionable. They come in fashion frames.
Yeah, so it's a smart pair of glasses that you're wearing there. It looks like a regular pair of glasses, except they've got a couple of modifications.
Even 5 years ago, these glasses were way big and heavy. Now they're very lightweight. They're cosmetically
don't have to wear
pleasing.
The helmet anymore, right?
Exactly. And most important, they can see and they can function.
Yeah.
And the goal is to give them better quality of life. So if they want to see better, distance or reading or computers, we can definitely help.
It is an amazing service and product that you offer.
Thank you very much.
And thanks for coming in.
So we're talking about
Sean
low
Frank,
vision.
Thank you,
Dr. Asman. Low Vision Specialist of Maryland. The phone number to make an appointment is 443-776-2020. Easy. Or you can go online at lowvisionmd.org.
Thank you very much. Anything else?
Thank you very much.
Our pleasure.
Thank you.
Nice meeting you and your son Barry as well, who's in with you here in studio today.